Derry City drew 1-1 at home to Sligo Rovers on Friday night. Derry fell behind to a goal against the run of play on 25 minutes. A cross from the left wasn't defended by Derry, and it was headed in by Max Matta as he met the cross from Reece Hutchinson inside the 6-yard box. Derry could have scored in the first 30 seconds of the game. Ben Doherty's cross from the left just evaded the head of Ryan Graydon inside the 6-yard box. Ollie O'Neill went down the left in the 3rd minute and crossed into Jamie McGonigal. McGonigal's shot on the turn flew just over the crossbar. On 10 minutes, O'Neill raced in on goal. He was fouled. The ball ran loose to Jamie McGonigal, who scored from inside the box, but the referee had pulled the ball back to give a free kick to Derry City. On 48 minutes at the end of the first half, Will Patching's corner from the left fell to Patrick McElhinney, but he steered the shot wide from 3 yards out with his left foot. Into the second half, and Derry came out all guns blazing. They equalised on 81 minutes, a brilliant header from Kieran Call. The defender met a corner from the left and he powered the ball beyond the Sligo keeper from 7 yards out. On 83 minutes, Bogdan Vastuk missed a gift of a chance to put Sligo 2-1 ahead. He ran in on goal and fired a right foot shot wide of the Derry goal without any challenge on him from the Derry defenders or the goalkeeper, and he fell to the ground knowing that he should have put the team 2-1 in front. A disappointing night for Derry. They were very unlucky with the goal that the referee didn't allow in the first half, but they go into the international break unbeaten and with time to get some injured players onto the treatment table and get ready for the resumption of the season at the end of the month. It finished at the Brandywell on Friday night. Derry City 1, Sligo Rovers 1.